The group's first goal over the next 3 months is to see the General Assembly adopt and implement the recommendations of the Reading Consortium for Educational Equity. Those recommendations call for a significant expansion of home visitation programs for infants and toddlers in poverty, quality pre-K, expanding the school day and year in high-poverty schools, providing preventative and mental health care to students, and improved teacher development. Its second goal is to improve reentry services for youth leaving juvenile detention centers. Former State Attorney General Matt Dehn is on the Action for Delaware's Children Board and says they need to be voices for those who can't speak for themselves.
The 3- and 4-year-old kids who deserve a fair start, the 16-year-old kids who need and deserve a second chance, they're not here tonight. They're not in legislative hall, and we really need to make sure that their voices are heard, because this is not an academic exercise. These are real kids, real people with real names, and they're counting on us. And every year that these goals don't get accomplished, real kids are losing out on the hope and the opportunity that is their birthright.
The group argues there are two pre-existing conditions in Delaware that are barriers to success before kindergarten: race and income. And they hope to tackle those issues by getting the General Assembly to act on their agenda. Joe Irizarry, Delaware Public Media.